Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Stephen Lawrence report of 1999 and how it basically destroyed the essence of UK law. Oh, yes. So we're going to get to that. But before we get to that, a word of thanks to everyone for downloading all my content yesterday. I appreciate that. And my continued thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for their endless support to me by sponsoring the platform. Right. Let's get to a seminal moment in British history. And when was that, David? Well, it was in February of 1999. Because that was the date of publication of something that was called the Stephen Lawrence Inquiry. It was a report of an inquiry by Sir William McPherson of Cluny. You probably know the background of this. This was into the murder of Stephen Lawrence. And you know, we talked about this whole Stephen Lawrence business last week, but actually there's a greater significance to it, and that's what I want to talk about. Because as we saw yesterday, following the acquittal of Tommy Robinson and the behaviour of the Metropolitan Police towards patriots wrapped in St. George's flag, there's a real problem with the Metropolitan Police. But it's not the problem that they tell us. It's not about institutional racism, because the Lawrence Inquiry conjured up the weird notion that, quote, if someone perceives something as racist, it is racist. But it wasn't. It was always police corruption. The Metropolitan Police are and were corrupt. That was the problem. Racism was neither here nor there. But because the Lawrence Inquiry came to that conclusion, the finding and the change of direction upended centuries of British law and has left us in the complete freak world in which we live. And no less a figure than Melanie Phillips, who back then I did like, don't like her anymore, she said, quote, it was the toxic and ideologically distorted McPherson report which led to the introduction of the Orwellian concepts of hate crime, the replacement of objective reality by subjective victim opinion, and the policing of thought itself. And, that's absolutely right. We know in retrospect that there was lots of corruption within the Met. And if it's within the Metropolitan Police Force, you can bet your bottom dollar it's in other police forces as well. But the Met seems to have had a particular stench about it of corruption. But what they did was, they focused they turned the focus away from corruption and onto institutional racism, you know, hate crime and all of that. And in doing so, as Melanie Dodd did rightly observe back then, they changed forever the basis under which we understand a crime. A crime is no longer a physical thing that happened. A crime is a thought that you may or may not have had. A thought may be, a crime could be words that you speak. That could be it. And if someone else responds to those words in a way that by concluding, oh, that's a crime, the things you're saying, then that will become, the law recognizes that as such. Essentially, what we've done is we've upended the tradition of sticks and stones may break my bones to sticks and stones is a hate crime and you're going to prison, pal, for saying those things. And the other consequence of this is policing itself, to my mind anyway, has it's just gone. It's lost. The essence, when I was brought up to fully respect the law and order, and I did. I lived in a country where, you know, policemen were being murdered, blown up, shot at home with the kids watching. I've lived through a lot of stuff like that. So you can understand my instinct is, well, I want to support the law and order. But when I see the sort of stuff that's been going on for, you know, for decades now, and London seems to be the epicenter of it. It's like the epicenter of, the eye of Sauron is in over London. And that London sort of seems to personify the very worst elements of British policing, based on not that they are remote. I don't believe there's fundamentally any racism whatsoever in the Metropolitan Police. But I think there's a terrible toxic combination of wokeism, because it's very woke, and corruption because it's very corrupt. And when you bring those two elements together and then you overlay a level of sheer incompetence, then you've got a problem, and London has a problem. London has a police force in the Metropolitan Police which is unfit for purpose. We saw that yesterday. We've seen it in many other occasions. You know, when the batons were coming down on the heads of those protesting lockdown, we recognised that the problem was very, very deep. when we saw the police, the Metropolitan Police, taking the knee till a bunch of Marxists careening under the banner of BLM, we knew something was very wrong. And it continues to manifest itself. But rather than deal with this, instead, the mantra from the regressive left is to continually demand more wokery within the Metropolitan Police. And at no point is the issue of corruption being addressed. But the issue of corruption does need to be addressed. And there needs to be, obviously, the correct disciplinary procedures put in place. But the fact of the matter now is that, the focus is totally pivoted towards this whole issue of perceived racism. And on the basis of that, that's like the high altar on which the essence of British law is being sacrificed. And nobody talks about it.